The Burt Show.
It's Burt's Big Adventure 2026, another epic trip. And if you're just now joining us, there was just something a little bit different and special this year about Burt's Big Adventure. And I know we say that every year. And I've spent the better part of a day and a half now trying to figure it out. And I really do think maybe it's because the kids were just very open with each other this weekend of what their quote-unquote disabilities were. And I think that immediately made the wall sort of go down, and that was contagious to the parents also.
It also felt like the magic was supersized this year.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that we got to witness in the parks, and I know we give Disney a hard time because, you know, she's expensive. But at the same time, all of the cast members at Disney, I have so many stories of how they helped to create more magic for our families. So they really do, Disney super served us inside the parks this week.
So let's get Kendall in here and her mom Phoebe and Carve and little brother Cairo here also. They were telling me this is your very first family vacation together.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's just so cool.
I know. We made sure it was a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this over to Kristen because, I mean, we're at the dinner on, what was it, Saturday night?
Yes.
And you come running up to me and you're like, oh, my God, this was the most epic day. And I'm like, tell me about it. You're like, no, not till we're on the air on Monday.
I learned from the best. I'm like, on the air. So, yeah, I had the distinct honor of hanging out with Kendall's family at Hollywood Studio. So, Mom Phoebe, Dad Carve, little bro Cairo, and we seriously, it was pure magic. And I fully believe it's all because of that beautiful girl and her beautiful smile. Like, she created the magic on Saturday. So we get to Hollywood Studios and, you know, we're bopping around and she is all about the shows, like the dancing and the singing. And I have never been partnered with somebody who wanted to do shows at Hollywood Studios. So we got to go like to all these new shows. I was so excited. So we go to the Beauty and the Beast live show, which is spectacular, by the way. Like the singing, the costuming. We're sitting front row where we deserve, because the lady asked us, she's like, where would you like to sit? And we're like, the front row. So we're sitting.
Yeah, who says the back row?
Yeah,
is that
know.
Even a question right there? Put us in the fourth row.
And so we are sitting there, and I honestly am not watching a minute of the Beauty and the Beast show. The only thing I'm watching is Kendall's beautiful face, her smile the entire time, and she's just like this. She's in awe, and at one point she takes her hands and she clasps them together, and she's just looking and just smiling at Belle and her dancers, and like Phoebe and I both, we could not keep our eyes off of her. The show ends and it's time for us to get up and leave, right? But then this guy comes over and he's like, no, I need you to sit here. And I was like, okay, you know, well, it's because, you know, Kendall's in a wheelchair, we're gonna have to wait for everybody else to leave. And we're waiting and we're waiting, and everybody, and I'm like, what? Then this woman comes up and introduces herself. She's like, hi, my name is Bird, and I am the stage manager for Beauty and the Beast. And I have some friends who would really like to meet you. And me and Phoebe looked at each other. We're like, oh, my God. And we could not even begin to imagine. So after they emptied the theater, they escort us backstage. And there's Belle, and there's Prince Adam, and there are some of their friends, and they are all waiting to meet Princess Kendall.
Wow.
And I mean, Phoebe and I were a blubbering mess. Yeah. They handed her a special rose because we all know how special the rose is. And I've never been, like, our videographers and photographers are so awesome. But, you know, we have 11 families that they're having to move around to. I'm so grateful Seth was there and he got to video the entire interaction.
I did, yes. And it was tough. I mean, my eyes were watering up, and you just keep the camera in focus. Just get it.
I mean, Phoebe, why did that moment mean so much to you?
Just seeing the happiness on her face. Yeah.
Kendall, what was it like meeting Belle?
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
And that's when we got our first dad tears, didn't we, Carve?
The second set.
All right, and so it doesn't end there. It really just was like every corner we turned, like we're walking through the park, and there's Woody, and there's Jesse. And so we get to meet them. And Seth, you noticed something when we were meeting Woody and Jesse that I was oblivious to because I was just making sure, like, I'm like, Carve, get your pass out, because I know how these passes work. And so what did you witness?
Well, I witnessed the Kendall factor, like you said. We rolled up, and there was a real long line to see Woody and,
Woody and Debbie.
Woody and Debbie. I call her Debbie. I don't know. It's a little thing I have.
Jesse,
thank you.
You're welcome.
But anyway, there was a long line, and they were very popular. And the Kendall factor, they let us go right up in front and cut the line, and this magic came over the crowd. At first, they were a little bit, some sour faces in that line. But then when they started to see Kendall and her face light up, all of a sudden, I saw those frowns start to turn around, and everyone in line was smiling. It was special.
And then we turn another corner, and there's Buzz Lightyear, so we get our picture taken with Buzz. But they're like, and you think Beauty and the Beast, like them taking us backstage to meet the performers, it's not gonna, like, that was our high.
Yeah.
And that's how we started the day. Like, that's how Kendall kicked off the day at Hollywood Studios. But we went and saw we did the Frozen sing along, and we went and saw the Little Mermaid show. Mm-hmm. And after the Little Mermaid show, it's time to, you know, sit down and have some lunch. And I'm looking at the map, and I open the Disney app, and I'm like, oh, you can meet live-action Ariel. So I didn't tell Phoebe, I didn't tell Carve, and I didn't tell Kendall. And I was like, this is a definite. So we walk, and we have to walk all the way through this museum, and we get to the back of this Disney museum, and I see Phoebe's face, because she sees the big poster, and she sees Ariel, live-action Ariel's face, and I think you realize in that moment what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So we go, they take us through the special back room because we have our special Burt's Big Adventure passes. And we walk into that back room, and her face, when she saw Princess Ariel, the live action Princess Ariel, I got to witness Black Girl Magic in the flesh, and it was so spectacular. Phoebe's crying, I'm crying, Carve's crying, but Kendall, that was the most beautiful smile I have ever seen. And not only, Ariel recognized the importance of the moment. She really did. She recognized the importance of the moment. She gave Mom just as many hugs as she gave Kendall. But I want, if you can, put into words, Phoebe, like...
I mean... I feel like Kendall said she said it was the best day of her life. I can't even put into words how happy I was for her. She loves Ariel so much, though.
It was spectacular.
Yeah.
Ariel locked in.
Yeah.
She stayed in character the whole time.
Yes.
Mom, Dad crying.
to see someone that looks like her and, yeah, representation.
Yeah. So what did you and Ariel talk about, Kendall? The thingamabobs?
Yeah.
She showed you some of her thingamabobs?
Yes.
Yes. And Cairo, he just walked right up, and he was right there in the mix and just hanging out with her. And she spent so much time just down on Kendall's level and just, like, really connecting with her. And I kid you not, like, that's a core memory for Burt's Big Adventure for me.
No doubt. No doubt.
It was so special. And Kendall and I, we had our own code words, right? Because I don't know why it took me 15 years to learn this, but here we are 15 years in. Wheelchairs are very, very important, and they are an extension of our Burt's Big Adventure kids.
Yes.
So I wanted to be very respectful of Kendall's space because she's a super independent woman. I don't know if you know this or not. And so we had code words, didn't we, Kendall?
Yeah.
So when you wanted me to push your wheelchair, what did you say?
Banana.
Banana. And when you were ready to push yourself, what did you say?
Doggy.
Doggy. And so we just had this language we spoke throughout the park. And so whenever she needed a little extra sentence or a little extra assistance, she'd holler out banana, and I was right there to push you along.
I'm going to steal that next year. That's a great idea.
It was so perfect. But you guys were just, you were such an incredible family to hang. You're just so sweet and so, like, they were, we covered every, we did a lot of walking, didn't we, Phoebe?
A lot of walking, a lot of crying.
Yes.
That's a lot of firsts on this trip also. Like, that has never happened before, where you go backstage like that and they just pull you out of the crowd. That's pretty cool. And that's because of your smile.
Yes.
All right? You got that. All right? And people pick up on your love. That's for sure, Kendall. All right, Carve, you going to read the letter here to your Burt's Big Adventure child?
Absolutely.
Okay.
My sweet Kendall, as an incredible week here at Walt Disney World comes to a close, I find myself wishing I could bottle up every smile, every laugh, every sparkle in your eye so I could hold on to it forever. From the very beginning, you have been a miracle. You came into this world at just 24 weeks, so tiny, so fragile, and we were told that you only had a 25% chance of surviving. But even then, you were stronger than anyone knew. Before you ever spoke your first word, you were already teaching us what courage looks like. You fought through complications of being born so early. You faced your challenges of cerebral palsy with strength that most adults never have to find. And just when you thought you had already endured enough, you were diagnosed with sickle cell as well. Watching you be in and out the hospital, enduring treatments, tests, and pain no other child should have to bear, that has been the hardest thing you've experienced as parents. But Kendall, what amazes me so much is the battles, not the battles you face, but is how you face them. You shine, you smile, you love, you keep going. This week felt like a real life fairy tale. Watching you meet your princesses who look like you, seeing you light up when they spoke to you like you were one of them, hearing your laughter echo down Main Street, those are the moments we will treasure forever. Because in those moments, the hospital rooms faded, and then the diagnosis didn't define you. And the struggles didn't lead your story. You did. You are a brave girl and radiant girl. You are stronger than any storm that has tried to shake you, and you are brighter than any shadow that has crossed your path. We are incredibly proud of you, not just surviving, but thriving in the ways that matter to you the most. And we would also like to thank Bert's Big Adventure, what you have done, and for us and so many families as well, it's really life-changing. They didn't just give us a trip, they gave us a rest. They gave us a rest from worry. They gave us moments that medical charts and diagnosis didn't take center stage. They gave us laughter, connection, and memories as well. Kendall, this trip may be coming to an end, but the magic you carry inside you will be forever. No castles, no fireworks, no fairy tale could ever compare to the wonder of being your parent. Thank you for teaching us what faith looks like. Thank you for showing us bravery. And we love you beyond words, whatever, no. Beyond stars, beyond any happily ever after. Forever and always, Mom and Dad.
Beautiful family. And welcome to Bert's Big Adventure. You're now part of our family, and I can't wait to see that smiling face that lights up every single room it's in time and time again over the next year, okay?
Dude, I'm taking her to every show with me so we can get backstage.
Seriously? Hey, you want to go to Taylor Swift with me?
All right, coming up in a couple of seconds here. I do believe that I can say with confidence that we have our very first codependent relationship between a staff member and a Bert's Big Adventure child, Asher. We need to talk about this next on The Bert Show.
Hey, The Bert Show.